Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Daniel?
This is him.
Oh, hi, Daniel. It's Tina.
Hi.
And I was the one that was, I think we were emailing each other back and forth, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how are you today, by the way?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm real good.
Good.
But I tried to make my payment, and the system wouldn't allow me to. It kept saying my card information was incorrect, and it was not. So I'm not, I don't know what was up with that. But anyhow, I just need to get this thing taken care of.
Yeah, it showed that you updated it on your end and you tried to process it on three different attempts, but it was saying that it was a suspected fraud. So what that means is, you know how the banks, they'll block something once in a while and they'll wait.
So I think
it's just one of those things where you have to probably just notify the credit card company or the bank that local.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you told me that before, but problem was I was still able to use that card everywhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? They pick and choose who they do that to, because I've had it happen to me before. You know, I was shopping once for my daughter's graduation, and I was at a grocery store, and I was buying like $500 worth of food, right? And when I was checking out, they blocked it. They said suspected fraud, and I had to call the bank and authorize it, and I was so annoyed by it because I'm like, it's my money. I should be able to do what I want with it, you know?
Well, yeah, at the same time, I've had so much fraudulent activity on my cards. I can appreciate that, you know? But it is an inconvenience at times, that's for sure.
Totally. That's why I had to kind of check myself and say, okay, they're in the long run, they're just trying to protect me. But
it's to your advantage, that's for sure. Yeah, it is annoying though, at times.
Especially when it's like not something like this, because I mean, we're just doing it, you know, over the phone. So, you know, here I was in public and they were blocking my card, and I had to call the bank while I'm at the register. You know, it was not a good thing.
No kidding, huh?
But what do you want to do? Because I saw that it was supposed to cancel yesterday, and then it just canceled today. But we can get it reinstated for you. Don't worry about that. But do you want to maybe just give them a quick buzz and let them know that Local Splash is trying to process and see if we can?
Oh, call the bank anyway? Okay. All right.
Exactly.
I can't. I can't think of my business card. Yeah, all right. I'll call them right now, and then I'll call you back.
Sounds perfect. Yeah, and when you call back, if you like, you could use my direct extension, which is 777. That'll ring to my desk. That way you don't have to, like, talk to someone else.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly, the 777. Yep. Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you in a little bit then. No worries.
All right, thanks. All right.
All right, you're welcome, Daniel. Bye.